Deutsche Welle News.
This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. Syrian forces have shelled the besieged city of Homs for a 10th consecutive day, killing at least 30 people in the Baba Amr neighbourhood alone. Kenneth Roth, the executive director of the human rights organisation Human Rights Watch, is urging the international court to prosecute the Syrian regime for human rights violations.
The level of indiscriminate shelling that we've seen in Homs in particular over the last couple of weeks was a further escalation in the violent repression. And, you know, our call for the involvement of the International Criminal Court has become more urgent than ever. These are clearly crimes against humanity being committed by Syrian security forces.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Tuesday meanwhile held talks with Arab League head Nabil Al-Arabi in Berlin to discuss the unrest in Syria. The Chancellor said the European Union would impose new sanctions on Syria to support efforts by the Arab League to end 11 months of bloodshed. At the China-EU summit currently underway in Beijing, China has said it was ready to help the EU address the Eurozone debt crisis. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao told EU President Herman Van Rompuy and European Commission President José Manuel Barroso that China wanted to see Europe maintain stability and prosperity. Beijing has currency reserves of around 2.5 trillion euros, but Wen gave no indication whether China, the EU's biggest trading partner, was willing to invest any of it in the Eurozone Stability Fund. The announcement comes one day after ratings agency Moody's downgraded Italy, Spain and Portugal and three smaller EU nations. New figures from Greece have confirmed that the country is in the midst of its worst economic downturn since the Depression. Gross domestic product plunged 7% in the last quarter of 2011 after already shrinking 5% in the third quarter. Greece's economy is now facing its fifth straight year of recession. Unemployment there has soared to 20.9%. Greece risks default on March 20th when it must repay nearly 14.5 billion euros. The OECD predicts that the German economy will grow no more than 0.4% in 2012, but praised current German economic policy for preventing the country from falling back into recession as the Eurozone debt crisis worsens. In its 2012 report, the Paris-based body also praised German labour market policy and said that this should be an example for other countries. Unemployment currently stands at a record low of a seasonally adjusted 6.7%. For Germans to be able to keep their current living standards, the OECD said they will need to work longer. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. In Nigeria, a bomb disposal officer has been killed and two others were wounded while trying to defuse a bomb in the religious flashpoint central city of Kaduna. The officer was checking the contents of a plastic bag when a bomb inside exploded, killing him instantly. Another bomb exploded half an hour earlier near a pedestrian bridge in the city, but there were no casualties in that blast. Police suspect the radical Islamist sect Boko Haram to be responsible for the explosions. French police have searched the luxury Paris residence of the son of the president of Equatorial Guinea as part of a corruption probe. Teodoro Obiang Mangi was reportedly absent during the raid of the 1,000-square-metre apartment. Magistrates are investigating the source of money spent in France by Obiang, as well as the president of Congo-Brazzaville, Denis Sassou Nguesso, and Omar Bongo, the late president of Gabon. And the United Nations warns that more than 10 million people in Africa's Sahel region are facing an imminent full-scale food crisis. Catherine Bragg, the Deputy Human Emergency Relief Coordinator, said drought, poor harvest and rising food prices are battering the region, which includes Chad, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Burkina Faso and Senegal. The UN has mobilised its agencies, including the World Food Programme, the UN Food and Agricultural Organisation and the UN Development Programme to address the crisis. It says it needs emergency funding of more than $700 million. And the European Space Agency, or EASA, wants to forge ahead with two planned missions to Mars, despite an announcement by US space agency NASA that it intends to pull out of the project in order to balance its books. ESA has said it now will now try to push ahead with Russia as a key partner. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.